For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Emily Berglund, senior alternate captain out of Thief River Falls, Minnesota, and 36 career goals, 32 assists, and 138 games played, 7 game-winning goals, including last Friday night, and 2 shorthanded goals in your career so far. Emily, congratulations on a great 4 years so far.
Yeah, thank you. It's flying by.
It's hard to believe we only have 2 more weekends left in the regular season. Let's go back to last Friday. Talk about the travel coming off of a Thursday where your team had to go in separate directions to get to Columbus, Ohio because of the weather. The resiliency of this team, it's incredible. Talk a little bit about that character.
Yeah, the last 2 weeks kind of been crazy schedule-wise, but you can't control everything, so you just have to have a good positive outlook on it and just kind of take it for what it is, and those are going to be the memories, too, that you build off of. And we knew that we went there to play hockey no matter how we got there, and we ended up getting there, so that was a good thing, and I think that just adds to the story a bit.
Well, I know Ohio State's coach going into the weekend said you can't look past the Beavers. Despite your travel woes, your team found themselves down 2-0 in the first period. You battled back. You score the game-winning goal on Friday night. Were you guys just kind of wound up from the adrenaline of coming off of such a crazy travel day, or just that fired up to go against Ohio?
I would say more like us in Ohio always have really good series together. And I mean, the last 4 or 5 weekends and the next couple are really big, and there's a lot of points on the line for playoff spots and stuff. So I think that's definitely a big thing.
Lauren Bench made 44 saves in that game. She was locked in, as Abby Haluska had mentioned to me after that game. Could you kind of see that in her eyes as she was playing?
Oh yeah. I remember Kiki came up to me on like Tuesday at practice, and she's like, Bench is feeling it. Like, she looked really good all week in practice, and she played really well on Friday, and we were kind of up and down on Friday as well, so I don't think we helped her out as much as we should have, but she definitely stood on her head, and it was awesome to see that, and she's been very consistent, yeah, for the last couple weeks, which is good to see.
Your team also blocked 16 shots. I know you had 2 block shots. Kiki had 3. That game was so physical and intense, but yeah, I mean, what is it about blocking shots? It's kind of this team's mantra, isn't it?
Yeah, I think the last year in the beginning of the half, we kind of got away from that a bit, and the Beavs used to be known for blocking a lot of shots and shutting down in the D. So I think the last couple weekends we kind of talked about it, and we want to help our goalies out as much as we can, and that's definitely a big part, and I think everyone on the team is willing to get in front of a shot.
This is your last regular season road trip. You head to St. Cloud State. Earlier in the season, your team was able to sweep them 3-0 and 2-0. As we found out last weekend, it's hard to get a 4-game series sweep. What do you guys need to do this weekend?
Yeah, I think we just got to come out Friday and kind of take it 20 at a time. And I think just definitely being consistent the whole game, kind of sick of the up and down kind of thing, and get ahead right away and get a lot of shots on net, make sure we're crashing the goalies and taking our eyes away and stuff, and just playing like a team game.
You're a senior, only a couple more weekends left. I'm sure you don't like thinking about it, but let's go back and do a little walking down memory lane here. What's been your favorite road trip so far?
I would say Wisconsin's always fun just because it's a sold-out arena. It's a really fun city. Just the energy level and stuff, and they're a great team too, so I think it's always fun to play there.
Favorite hockey memory?
I'd have to say last year when we beat Duluth to go to the Final Four at Ritter.
Favorite opponent?
I would say, well, it's always fun to play at home. I think us and Duluth have had some good series, but Ohio this year has been fun and physical.
Favorite arena?
Wisconsin's arena, just because it's always sold out and it's a nice arena.
Okay, what is your major?
I am a double major, so I'm doing Phi Ed, physical and health education, and then I'm getting my adapted Phi Ed too, so special ed.
What do you want to do after BSU?
So I'm obviously going to be in teaching and stuff, and then I also want to coach at like a youth level, sorry.
Do you have an age level you want to coach?
As of now, no. I think I want to start out younger just because it's, you know, just kind of brings back the less competitive, more fun, getting girls involved in the game, I think.
As a hockey player growing up in the state of hockey, obviously a lot's happened since you were a youth player. Now Minnesota's got a professional women's hockey team. You got the NWHL. You've got USA versus Canada. How much does that make you proud to be playing this game and watching the growth of the sport?
Yeah, it's insane. I still remember, I think it was maybe my 7th grade year or something, all the girls in the locker room were like, oh my gosh, I wonder by the time we're done playing college if there'll be a professional women's league and stuff. So like, you just think about it now and you see it come full circle, you're like, wow, this is great. And the stuff with Kendall Coyne and the NWHL, like all that stuff is so crazy. And even like all the European leagues and stuff, to see like your friends going over there and doing stuff with hockey after college is so incredible to see.
Emily, good luck this weekend. Congratulations again on a great career here at BSU. We got many more weeks to go, I hope.
Oh, yes. Thanks, Kelly.